listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Elena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean news desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. The top United Nations health official has called for the world to rally around the Bahamas as the country continues to emerge from the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian nearly 2 months ago. Tedros Adhanom, Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, made the appeal after visiting the country, which was battered by the Category 5 hurricane in September. "It breaks my heart," he said, "to see the devastation to communities and families who have lost friends and loved ones, as well as their homes, possessions, and access to crucial services." The Director General of the WHO stressed that Hurricane Dorian is another urgent reminder that nations must address the drivers of climate change and invest more in resilient communities. He said, "The longer we wait, the more people will suffer. We need to keep the world and people safe." Hurricane Dorian struck on September 1st, hitting the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. Overall, 75,000 people were affected, with at least 1,500 still living in shelters. 56 people were killed in the storm, and about 600 others are still missing. The WHO chief's visit included stops in the two affected islands, where most households and other infrastructure were completely destroyed. The hurricane also dealt a substantial blow to the health sector, destroying 5 clinics across both islands and interrupting electrical and water supplies. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, which serves as the WHO's regional office for the Americas, is the only UN agency with a physical presence in the Bahamas. PAHO WHO have deployed 20 staff there and have coordinated the mobilization of 5 international emergency medical teams for the response. Five Caribbean countries were shaken by earthquakes this past Wednesday. According to the University of the West Indies Seismic Unit, Martinique, St. Lucia, and Dominica were all shaken by a magnitude 3.9 earthquake on Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, the U.S. Geological Service said Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic were also shaken by a combined total of 10 quakes also on Wednesday, 2 ranging from 3.6 to 3.4 on the seismic scale occurred in the Dominican Republic, while 8 ranging from a magnitude 3.1, 3 and 2.9 occurred in Puerto Rico, where most were in the communities of San Antonio and Isabela, while a magnitude 3.0 quake occurred in Vieques. The Chinese tourism group Ctrip plans to increase operations in Cuba, this according to executives from the company who are here in Cuba on a 6-day working visit. Founded in 1999 in Shanghai and listed on NASDAQ in 2003, Ctrip International Ltd. is China's leading tourism group. The company has 17 branch offices in Beijing, Guangzhou, and other major cities throughout China, providing over 300 million registered members with comprehensive services including hotel bookings, flights, ticketing, packages, tours, and corporate travel management. It has more than 25 million foreign members and supports 13 foreign languages. In statements to Prensa Latina news agency, CTRIP project manager Phoenix Du highlighted Cuba's great potential, noting a growing interest among holiday makers, above all Chinese tourists and Asians in general, in trips to Cuba. The company's regional manager for Latin America, Pupi Chan, pointed to Cuba's attractions, especially the kindness of the people and the beauty of the Cuban landscapes. CTRIP market manager Cecilia Dong said that the CTRIP team has met with executives from the Cubanacan Group and other Cuban tourism authorities. They have also toured places of interest in Havana, Viñales, and the Las Terrazas community in western Pinar del Río province. Other visits include the world-famous Paradero Resort, located some 140 kilometers east of the Cuban capital, Havana. And those were some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. The Ibero-American Culture Fiesta is back in the eastern Cuban city of Holguín from October 24th through the 30th, commemorating the 180th birthday anniversary of Cuban independence hero General Calixto García. The event runs under the slogan Caribbean in Latin America, the possible Utopia. Other commemorations included on the event's agenda include the centenary of the death of writer Benito Pérez Galdós from the Canary Islands and three centuries of the founding of Holguín by Spanish colonialists. Some 162 artists and performers from 16 countries are participating in different traditional spaces provided by the cultural fiesta. Casa de Iberoamerica director Eduardo Ávila Rumayor, the event's organizer, highlighted that the gathering's main activities include the Iberoarte Handicraft Fair, the Ibero-American Literature Colloquium, the International Solidarity Brigades, the Fiesta Campesina, and the Pasacalle Iberoamericano. Some 200 scholars from several Cuban provinces and from the United States, El Salvador, Italy, Mexico, and Costa Rica are also meeting in conferences and workshops to discuss issues related to social thought, gender studies, the Caribbean, artistic processes, social demographic studies, and a better world. Participating Cuban artists include the Ballet Folclórico de Oriente, the Steel Band of El Cobre, and the project Ojos from Santiago de Cuba, the Tumba Francesa from Sagua de Tánamo in Holguín, Rumbata from Camagüey, Rosario Cárdenas Dance Company, and singers Tania Pantoja and Yvette Cepeda. And we want to conclude today's program precisely with a beautiful tune by Cuban singer Yvette Cepeda. The title is Una Ventana Entre Dos. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time. Let's go.